This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. And this week, we're joined by Will Stafford, CHS Washington representative, to discuss the latest agriculture and trade policy updates. What about carbon? We hear so much about carbon. We hear about revenue streams becoming available to farmers. What are you hearing and how do you see that playing out?
Carbon seems to be involved in pretty much all the conversations I'm having these days in DC. And we're also seeing more and more players in the private sector get involved in the discussion as well. I know there's been a lot of talk in the news about USDA kicking around different ideas like a carbon bank, but I still think we're going to have to wait and see what direction they'll go in regard to carbon at USDA. In the meantime, I did want to highlight a bill going through Congress called the Growing Climate Solutions Act. This is a bipartisan bill that was originally introduced last year by Senate Agriculture Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow from Michigan and Republican Senator Mike Braun from Indiana. The bill seeks to break down barriers and provide technical assistance for farmers and ranchers that are looking to start participating in carbon markets. The Senate Agriculture Committee held a hearing on this bill and other climate-related policies a couple of weeks ago, and it's supported by numerous major agriculture groups such as American Farm Bureau, Farmers Union, and the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives.
What about long-term, Will? What do you think could be the long-term effects of this administration's focus on carbon and sustainability?
That's a really good question, Mike, and I certainly don't see these conversations ending anytime soon, especially as we start looking forward to the 2023 Farm Bill. So I think it's really important for farmers and farm organizations to speak up now about what they want in climate policy and what might work or not work, depending on their individual operations and geography.
That's Will Stafford, CHS Washington representative. Thanks for joining us Around the Table. Learn more about the benefits of co-op ownership from CHS at cooperativeownership.com.